This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, June 20th. Well, wheat markets yesterday under quite a bit of pressure throughout the day as we're looking at improving harvest weather and more pressure stemming from the corn and soybean market, where it looks like we're finally going to get some reprieve from the persistent rains in the eastern Midwest. But that's not going to happen until after we get another couple inches first. So over the next 10 days or so, it looks like it's going to clear out. Western Midwest actually had been trending just a bit on the dry side, and so they're getting good rain as well. So it looks like both East and West Midwest getting better weather for crop development. Harvest conditions kind of hit and miss in the Southern Plains, still looking at some rain delays depending on where you are. South Central and Southeast Kansas got a ton of rain over the last couple days, so they're going to be delayed for a while, but it looks like the longer forecast as we get past Tuesday look like it's going to dry down quite a bit and actually get some warmer temperatures. And in the meantime, northern plains up into Canadian prairies getting some much needed rains. So spring wheat off to a pretty respectable start, at least here in the U.S. Canadian prairies have been trending very dry, and we're seeing notable crop stress there and some yield declines. But this rain is a good soaker, and it should stave off any more damage and at least give the crop a chance, that which hasn't already been written off. Egypt bought 290,000 tons, most of it from Romania. They did buy some from Russia. Prices around $211 delivered, which is up $2 a ton over last week. There weren't any U.S. offers, but if there would have been, soft red winter wheat would have landed there about $53 a ton over what they paid for Romanian Russian wheat. That equates about $1.44 a bushel, so we're not even remotely in the ballpark when it comes to competing in that key market. And I think that was a real reality check for the wheat complex yesterday. After that was announced, I mean, the market had been trying to bounce off of its early session lows, and after that was announced, the Egyptian purchase, the markets fell back down and pretty much pushed down toward the day's lows. We did get a little bit of a bounce into the close, so we didn't close right on our face, but by and large, the market has been under a fair amount of pressure the previous couple days after getting a spike high here just earlier this week. So it looks like the highs are in, seasonal highs. You know, the market's getting, you know, bouncing back and forth, but you know, we clearly have just completely priced ourselves out of competition in the world market. And again, we're not even close. So we do have tight supplies here, especially of soft red winter wheat and of higher grade milling wheat, at least in hard red winter wheat. But if you're looking at a big spring wheat crop coming, and again, you know, at this point, we're going to presume normal protein. So that gives us a nice shot in the arm as far as protein supplies. You know, we had been trending dry, so you don't presume that it's going to be a big bin buster yielder with low protein out of the northern plains. If anything, Canada is going to come in with a lot of high pro wheat. What they do cut will be high pro. And here in the U.S., at this point, we're just looking at a pretty decent sized spring wheat crop with good protein. So the bottom line is, even with all the wheat, the low quality wheat in soft red and hard red that will push toward the feed channel, you're still looking at plenty of wheat around the United States, and at this point we're going to presume we'll have plenty of milling quality that we can blend around. And the rest of the world too, looking at adequate supplies of wheat. Much of that will be fed, but we're not going to run out of wheat. In corn, you know, it could turn out to be a different story, but you got huge crops out of South America. That certainly is filling a void that's been created by some pretty difficult conditions so far in the United States. We see Mexico buying Argentine wheat. Even the United States Southeast region is buying Argentine corn. There was talk this morning that Mexico is importing French wheat that would displace U.S. soft red winter wheat. Now, not only has the growing season been difficult for soft red, but it's been extremely expensive to move it around. Barge traffic is slow to a halt. Rail traffic is very expensive. So it's just completely, you know, the basis at export facilities are just completely off the charts as far as expense compared to the rest of the world. So we're losing demand quickly on this rally in the wheat market, and I think that's a big reason why the market's going to struggle to regain that upward momentum unless the corn market rallies. Now, we're not that far away price-wise, especially in Kansas City with corn. We're only about 15 cents difference, and that already is pulling wheat into the feed channel. Basis for low pros getting under quite a bit of pressure in the central and southern plains, and already that's cash price-wise, it's below corn. And so obviously you're going to push a lot of that into the feed market. And that will stick around for a while, as feeders are going to want to keep cattle on that wheat ration until they finish. So this suggests that we'll be pulling wheat into the feed channel for the next, 4 or 5 months. Now we got drought stress intensifying in the North China Plain. This eventually could become a very big deal. It's not a big deal so much for wheat, but certainly is for corn. And this is a major producing area for China for corn, as is the northeast part, which also has trended a bit dry over the last week to 10 days. So China still does have huge carryover stocks of wheat and corn, and obviously that would supplant a lot of what's lost, but it basically sets us up for some pretty interesting potential for next year, because you're going to burn through a lot of Chinese carryover stocks, and you're going to do the same thing here in the United States with a difficult growing season, to say the least, so far. But at this point, it looks like you're getting better weather on the way for the Midwest, more moisture for the western Midwest, which has been starting to look a little dry, in the eastern Midwest, which had just got another couple inches, and there's another couple on the way over the next few days. As you get into next week, it looks like that's going to dry down quite a bit and get into more normal summer type of weather pattern. So that's, the row crops under some pressure yesterday, also being a drag on the wheat prices, plus with the Egyptian purchase, a lot of things teaming up to give a fairly negative outlook. Now, export sales this morning for wheat were pretty paltry, 188,000. That was below the low end of the range from 2 to 500. Hard red winter wheat actually had a minus 21,000 sold. Soft red was 57,000. Spring wheat was 105,000. White wheat was 45,000. Corn export sales at 399,000. That was toward the low end of the range of estimates. And soybeans at 772 was just above the high end of the range of estimates. Now this morning, wheat prices they're mixed. Kansas City is up 4, Chicago's up 2, Minneapolis unchanged, beans are up 6, corn is up 3. So you got a little bit of a bounce coming out of the break here this morning. But with winter wheat, hard red winter wheat, we're looking at just more harvest delays here initially, and probably some sprout damage going on, because you got a lot of rain on mature wheat in Kansas. Nebraska's on tap to get it, the whole state to get another a shot of rain. So this is, I think, going to just add to the quality problems, and helps to support, the futures market to some degree, because a lot of this wheat's not going to go through the delivery channels. It's going to go straight to the feedlots. So it takes a lot of supply off the market. And we're looking at a situation where, the commercial has a fair amount of carryover from last year of high quality hard red winter wheat, so they can blend this off what they can get. But they'll continue these discounts at least through the harvest season. So that wraps it up for the wheat commentary. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.